Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On November 1st, 1994, filmmaker George Lucas begins a sabbatical, stepping back from his day-to-day responsibilities overseeing his many filmmaking ventures. While on sabbatical, he will write his second Star Wars trilogy, which debuted with Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, in 1999.
Mr. Lucas.
Yes?
I'm a big-time reporter from Big City Newspaper, and I have a question.
Oh, another one? Okay, what is it, shoot?
What's with the plastic bag on your head?
I'm trying the new Stormtrooper outfit for my new trilogy.
Okay. Seems a little high, though, like sitting way up on your head like that. Seems a little weird.
Do you think I should pull it down here a little bit, like around the eyes?
Yeah, I guess that's a good start, if you really want to.
I can go lower. I mean, really, I'll try anything. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to make these movies about anyways. I just want to make them.
Okay, that sounds good. Just pull them as low as you want.
Okay. Is this good?
Oh yeah, you totally sound evil now.
Like Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Unfortunately, the lack of oxygen getting to George Lucas's brain did result in brain damage, which does explain the second Star Wars trilogy, teaching us that one should never put a plastic bag over our head. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.